those searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move! Move!
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb and welcome to Community Spotlight. Each week I try and bring in somebody from the community or an organisation in the community and talk about their events or their journey. And today I have High Country Theatre and I've got Margaret Sims to help me explore that. Good morning, Margaret.
Morning, Herb.
Well, thanks for coming in. Now, we just might start with your journey. You came to Armidale in 2009, you tell me?
That's right. I came to take a chair in early childhood at UNE.
From Perth?
Yes, but originally from New Zealand. So we came to Australia back in 92 and stayed in Perth for a good long time and then moved to Armidale to take the chair at UNE, as I said. I still think of myself as a New Zealander.
So you had a research role over in Perth. What was the...
That's right. I originally went over to teach at the university, but then moved into running a research centre, the Centre for Social Research. So we did all sorts of research around community programs, often evaluations. How are these working? What works well? What doesn't work well?
What university was that?
That was at Edith Cowan. So that was a long time ago now.
And how did you find university life? Similar to Armidale?
I loved university life in the early days, much less positive in the later years.
You retired in 2020 from UNE here?
That's right. When I had the heart attack, I figured it was time to start enjoying my life and not stressing myself to death.
Understandable. But you did come to High Country Theatre in about 2015, we think.
Yes, I was trying to think back to the dates and I haven't got them clear in my head, but Barbara Albury and Gordon Cope set it up originally and did a number of plays and I helped them out with those, but didn't perform in those days because when you're working as well, it's a big ask.
And what drew you to it? Was it because it was a community organisation that just needed volunteers?
It was a community organisation that needed volunteers, and for a good many years I did costumes. I did a lot of costumes for ADMS shows and helped out with the High Country Theatre costumes. And then when I retired, I gradually moved into performing and doing other things as well as costumes. I still have a garage full of costumes.
So High Country Theatre, now tell me, it under the umbrella of Armidale Live, is that correct?
That's right. Armidale Live was set up about 4 years ago and its aim is to support the arts in Armidale and in the New England area. And High Country Theatre is a subsidiary. We also have an organisation called Renew Armidale under our umbrella, and their mission is to try and invigorate the mall by supporting start-up businesses to get going. But High Country Theatre is a community theatre group and its aim is to provide opportunities for ordinary everyday community members. If you've never had a go and thought it would be interesting to get on stage or to do some backstage work, we're the ones that will take you on, give you a go, train you up, and if you enjoy it, you keep coming. If you don't enjoy it, well, you've had a go.
So High Country Theatre, the principal organisation that does the plays, it's the old Masonic Lodge.
That's right. We're still renting the old Masonic Lodge. We're in the original hall, not the beautiful hall that has that facade on Faulkner Street. We're the one at the back with the entry on Barney Street. It's a beautiful building. We have this gorgeous pressed metal ceiling. It's set up really nicely for us and it's working really well.
So how many seats are in the theatre?
Oh, I think there's about 60 seats in the auditorium. It's not a huge theatre, but it makes that really nice personal performance space where none of the audience are so far away that you can't feel part of it.
Well, I think that's the way. I think the Playhouse is only about 90. So yeah, it's not much difference.
Not much difference. A little smaller than the Playhouse, but yeah, it's. I love that intimate theatre space. It makes performing really a personal thing.
It is a personal thing, but I think the other side of the coin is if we had a 400-seat theatre here in Armidale, then we'd be able to draw in larger acts, larger performances, larger orchestras, all that type of thing.
That's true, but I think that there must be a place for something like the High Country Theatre where people can start, because you can't get to be the professional doing those wonderful shows until you've had a start. And if you are not going to do it as a university course, for example, how do you get into it and learn the skills and enjoy yourself without that opportunity? We provide that opportunity for anyone and everyone. We include people with disabilities. We include older people. We include young children. So it's a training ground. It's an opportunity to have a go and see if you enjoy it.
I think that's true. You just said a training ground, but also a springboard into those larger productions if you wanted to go in that direction.
That's right. We've had a number of people who started out with us and have moved on to do some of the ADMS productions, which are a much higher class, certainly. You know, you've got to be the top notch to perform in the ADMS ones. We do really good shows, I think, but we do those shows by supporting and training people up and giving them a go.
Well, I was pretty spoiled over the school holidays. We went down to Sydney to see Lion King.
Oh, that's amazing,
isn't it? And then we came home to see Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
The Armidale High School one. And then we saw Rocky Horror.
Right.
So that was fantastic. Rocky Horror, they really put on a great show.
They did a great show, yes. I went to closing night and really enjoyed it. That's ADMS, which is the Armidale Drama and Music Society.
Where do they perform out of?
They're based at the Playhouse, but their bigger shows, such as the musical, they use the TAS Theatre. And that means that they're limited to times of when they can perform there, because TAS obviously use their theatre for their own things, as they should do.
Yeah, I think they're pretty busy.
They're pretty busy at the TAS Theatre. But the Playhouse is not quite big enough to do the big shows like Rocky Horror.
No, it was fantastic. And hats off to all the people that were involved, both front of stage and behind the scenes. That was a fantastic performance. Do you perform anywhere else?
We do. We take our favourite shorts program up to Ben Lomond each year. Our favourite shorts program is the one we do earlier in the year, generally around March time. And that's a series of small plays, and that's our real building learning vehicle. So anyone who comes along gets engaged in favourite shorts. Everyone gets a role to have a chance on stage if that's what they want. If they're interested in backstage work, then we get them to help out with that. So our favourite shorts is a series of small 5-10 minute plays. Some of them are even only 1 minute long. And we have children involved, we have people with disability involved, we have complete newbies involved, and we have other more seasoned performers. So it's a real mixture of people all working together on these various little plays.
And where do you get the shorts from? Do you write them each year? They're original?
They're all original. We encourage local writers to submit stuff. We've been a bit slack this year, but previous years we've run writing workshops throughout the year, and we need to get onto that. That's a good reminder, where people can come along and get support to write something small for favourite shorts. Quite often the things that are created in those writing workshops are then performed the following year in our favourite shorts program. And it's local writers that we're encouraging local writers to submit for us. We will do poetry, we will do short plays, all sorts of different forms of writing. We encourage people to submit, and we'll get those performed for you. We will put out a call fairly soon for the kinds of plays and poetry and whatever people would like to submit for next year's March performance. So keep an eye out on the High Country Theatre Facebook page for that call, and I'll also start advertising our writing workshops, and we need to get organised and get some of those so that there's time for people to play with their words in time to then submit it for the March performance. And then moving on to the next play, which is a play called Lonely Love. And I have to confess that it's a play I wrote. So definitely a local author here. And that's a play that I wrote. It was inspired by the Capitol riots. And when I thought about what was happening at that point in time, it struck me that one person's idea of the truth became so powerful that it influenced other people to act, and maybe to act in ways that they may not have wanted to act, even to the point of killing.
So tell me, what were the Capitol riots?
The Capitol riots is when Trump lost the previous election and told everybody that the election had been stolen from him, and that truth that Trump held in his own mind then influenced other people to act. They stormed the Capitol building. They threatened to kill people. They did immense damage. And so that idea of one person's truth taking over how other people see the world and what that then leads them to do, I found a fascinating exercise in power, and I wanted to explore that.
So he's still pushing that narrative, particularly as we get closer to the November elections?
He certainly is, and it's that idea of power, where one person's voice, one person's truth has the power to shape other people's thinking. That's kind of scary.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's going to destroy America. It'll be a different country after he's left.
I think it has, but it's also highlighted for those of us who think about power, it's highlighted the danger of power and how we need to think about teaching people, particularly our children, to actually probe what they hear and not just believe it without question. And again, that's part of the purpose of this play is taking one person's truth and seeing how that persuades other people into agreeing with them, and then what happens when you do that.
Well, I think you just mentioned two things. One is the power. Also, now we have social media,
yeah,
and children and their access to social media,
yeah,
and how that narrative can be actually pushed. We've seen Pauline Hanson, employment of overseas people to push her social media, yeah, agenda, or the One Nation agenda. But anyway, let's just talk then about children, because this is coming up. So we've got the play, and the play is at the Lodge, which is 119A Barney Street, as we said, behind the Masonic facade. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday at 2, and it runs from the 7th of August, 8th, 9th of August, 14th of August, 15th, 16th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And tickets are on Try Booking, which is the standard. Just go to High Country Theatre, Lonely Love.
Yes. Yeah. If you just type in even Armidale, there's all sorts of ways you can get to it. But yes, go on to Try Booking and Lonely Love will get you there.
Both support the High Country Theatre and the people that are involved, but also support a community organisation to bring the best of our young artists to the fore in a play called Lonely Love. But, well, let's go to the children. Now, this is coming up in October, but you're casting now. This is one of the three things, yes, you do each year. One is the favourite shorts in March, the play is in August, and this comes in October. So tell me about what the children's thing is.
Okay, well, every year we do a play that where children perform. And Gordon writes something. He often takes familiar tales and updates them into modern world so that they're relevant. This year the play he's written is called Baba Yaga and Vasilisa, and he's put a number of songs into it because some of the feedback we had from our performers last year was that they would love to do things with more music in it. So he's doing that. Gordon tends to workshop his rehearsals much more than anyone else does, so that if you come along as a child and you've got a particular skill or a particular interest, you'll probably find that built into the play for you so that you really can enjoy and build on what you like. So we're currently casting this particular play. We have children, we've had children as young as 5, right through to late teens. There is a meeting at 2 o'clock at the Lodge Theatre on Saturday. So if anyone's out there and they haven't turned up to any of the previous auditions, if you rock up at 2 o'clock on Saturday to the Lodge Theatre, Gordon will be happy to see you and include you in the reading. He's still not finalised the cast, so he's looking for what people can bring so that he can build it into the show for the children. And again, we perform for 3 weekends. I haven't got the dates in October yet, but it'll be 3 weekends in October. The commitment for the children is at least one rehearsal a week, and we usually do it at the weekends because that's easier for the kids and for the families than evenings. So it would be a couple of hours at the weekend. As we get closer to production, we may need another rehearsal and have 2 a week, but we generally start out with the 1 a week. And as I said, in this one, there'll be singing as well as performing. So there's options for people. If there are children out there who play musical instruments and would like to be in a show, then Gordon's quite keen to include them in the show as well. So it's still open and there's still opportunities. If you're out there and you have children or grandchildren who'd like to be part of it, come along at 2 o'clock on Saturday, or you can contact Gordon
And Gordon's email is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, at Gordon Cope, that's G-O-R-D-O-N-C-O-P-E, .com.au. So Gordon at gordoncope.com.au. This is the big call out for the children. Get involved. 2 p.m. this Saturday is a meeting down at the High Country Theatre behind the Masonic Lodge facade. And find out more, or just get an email Gordon if you're interested. And they take children up to the late teens. And as Margaret said, they've had them 5 to 6 years of old up to late teens. And, of course, anybody with disability is able to come along. So, look, I think just tell me, and I think we did sort of touch on it, what are the benefits of being involved with a small little production company like High Country Theatre?
I think the first benefit is because we're small, you get a chance to get involved. I found when I lived in bigger cities, it was really hard to get involved in things because there was so much competition and they picked the best of the best and you missed out all the time. This way, you get involved, you get a chance, you get on stage, you decide if you like it or not. The benefits of being on stage itself or being involved in community activities partly is the socialisation. The children who are involved in the show come from a whole range of different schools. It helps children make connections. I know that my granddaughter now connects with several other children who go to other schools and they play online together throughout the year. So they've made those kinds of friendships that our modern technology enables them to continue, and they then meet up for the performance with great glee each year. There's all the self-esteem stuff of getting in and doing something and benefiting from that, of enjoying it, being in a community where people support you and help you and respect you and value what it is you've got to contribute. And particularly in the way that Gordon runs rehearsals, identifying what each child is good at and trying to build on that gives each child that sense that they really do have something special and unique to contribute. And that's such an important feeling that we need to have as we try and grow up and learn to participate in the world out there. So yeah, lots of benefits.
Well, I think those skills, I talk to people about Toastmasters a lot and how those Toastmasters organisation is really about giving younger adults, I suppose, into adults, the confidence to get in front of people, which is a lot about in the professional field, giving presentations and things that they've done and promoting activities that their organisations might have done. But this sort of also getting the kids involved earlier sort of preempts that Toastmasters, I suppose, getting the kids to be confident on stage, getting them to listen to instruction. There may be other benefits at home that they get, but also getting to be themselves on stage as well and bringing out their inner self, I suppose.
That's right. It's
building confidence.
Building confidence is a key issue. Learning to follow instructions and be with the group is also an important thing, and certainly for those children with ADHD, that can be really an important factor. And doing it with others. Doing it together.
Well, I think we might round it up now. So that's, again, just the call out for casting for the children's play. Tell me what the children's play was.
The children's play is called, this year is Baba Yaga and Vasilisa. So it's built on those Russian early folk tales. So we have Baba Yaga is the evil witch and Vasilisa is the heroine.
Oh, very good. So we've got a call out for that. Contact Gordon. I gave you the email. I think that might be it. Margaret, thanks very much for coming into Community Spotlight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been great fun.
And that is Community Spotlight.
Broadcast, then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM. In the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.